BBC Introducing on a Friday night with me, Gareth Lloyd, the very best in unsigned music from across the three counties. And we started the show with Just Be Good, the new single from I Swim With Sharks, which will be released this Monday. And we can welcome the boys into the BBC Introducing studios. Hello.
Hello.
Who does what in the band? Introduce yourselves.
I'm Luke. I sing, play guitar.
Luke on guitar and singing.
I'm Evan. I play drums.
Evan on drums. And
I'm Phil. And I play bass.
And Phil in the middle. Is it just the three of you? Have we got anyone else?
Just the three.
You're originally from Leeds, but you've come down for the winter.
Yeah, exactly. Migrating south, where the weather's good.
You know, Watford boys.
Yeah, exactly.
Are you enjoying Watford?
Treating us all right.
What's this music scene like compared to Leeds?
To be honest, just pretty much transplanted, but it seems to be pretty good.
Yeah,
definitely.
And you're touring at the moment?
Kind of, yeah, on and off sort of thing. We played down in London last night, and then we're playing Sheffield on Tuesday, and then Manchester in December.
Where did you play last night?
The Garage in Islington.
All right, how did that go?
Yeah, really well.
Yeah?
Yeah, really nice.
I mean, did you have a fan base back in Leeds? You know, the friends, the first fans that, you know, when you start a band.
Yeah, exactly.
And now you kind of move away, you leave them behind, and you're starting again with actually fans of the music rather than fans of you guys, don't you?
True, yeah, it's a very good point.
And are they taking to your music? Are they enjoying your stuff?
Yeah, from what we can gather.
It's a big, loud, epic sound, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, like
to start the show, it was a great one to start with tonight. Yeah, so tell us about, this is Just Be Good, isn't it?
Yeah.
And how do you guys write? How do you put all the stuff together?
Combination, really. Yeah. Someone comes in with a riff or a vocal idea, or drum parts, and then just sort of hash it out between us.
No one's in charge then?
No, not really. I mean, like, I write pretty much all the lyrics just because I'm the singer, so you have to feel like pretty emotionally engaged in what you're singing anyway, otherwise it'll come across as fake. And then everyone kind of has input about, oh, I like that bit of the bass line, or that drum sounded really good, why don't we try it like this, or move this bit around here. And it's quite
I guess then you all feel you own the music, don't you? I guess that's the way to take ownership.
Especially if you're playing it night after night, if you sort of feel like someone's forcing you to play something, I'm pretty sure it gets pretty old pretty quick.
Very valid. Have you ever swum with sharks?
No, dolphins.
Dolphins?
Dolphins. Ah. I thought I'd go in slow.
Yeah?
At the bottom, work my way in, not get too scared.
What's next? I guess crabs on the danger level.
Crabs. Stay away from the crabs.
Don't play with crabs, kids.
So, if you could describe your music in just one word, what would it be?
Like the soundtrack to an 80s, cheesy 80s final.
That's way more than one word.
That's more than one
word. Hopefully
exciting. What about you, Phil? What about you?
Just
one word.
Brilliant.
One word.
Use them up.
Not mumbling.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know. Luke's better.
I'd say exciting would be my word. That's what we aim for.
Is Just Be Good a single on an EP or an album? Or?
At the moment, it's just the first single that's released, like with the video and stuff that's gone live on all the usual channels and online and on Sky and things. Just to sort of lay a base kind of thing, because it's all relatively new. So just kind of get the feelers out. Another single will come out next April called Build Me Up. And then the EP will probably be EP/album will be released after we play all the festivals, sort of September, October, for another tour.
You've got it planned out, haven't you?
Gotta have your plan, man. Exactly, gotta go for the long game.
How did you all get into music? I mean, how did it start for you?
Started when I was about 12, out of pure stubbornness, got a drum kit by their parents.
To make noise.
Yeah, pretty much.
Did they mind? Did they encourage those drums?
Did they build you a shed so they got you out of the house? Garden for you.
Brilliant. So you were stuck in the garden. Phil, what about you?
I started very young, playing the piano and then a lot of brass. Did a lot of orchestra kind of playing.
We're finding stuff out tonight.
Oh, this is news to everybody,
That's a trumpet on the next track, isn't it?
Yeah, we got one. I'm not allowed to play the trumpet because my lips are too big.
Really?
Yeah, I got moved to the euphonium. Big lips, but my lips look average size, don't they?
Don't they do that? You start with the trumpet and as your lips get bigger, trombone, euphonium, then
that's
tuba.
Exactly how
tuba's your last
that's
one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Absolutely.
And what about you, Luke? How did you get
I think I just did it because I wanted to get girls. And I was like 11 or 12. See, like, people look really cool on TV. You think, I'm not like that.
I want a bit of that.
I want to be all of that. Yeah, exactly.
So we got the single coming out on Monday.
Yep.
Available pretty much everywhere. Just
for free, mainly off of our site at the moment. We're just doing the first one as a free download. So you can listen to it on Spotify and you can download it from the SoundCloud, which is, or our Facebook is actually the easiest place. You just go on and like it and get it for free.
Facebook.com/
I Swim With Sharks Music.
I Swim With Sharks.
And the first page you get to, you'll have a little picture of us with a little like button, and then it sends you to the free download.